Now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
Good Friday evening and welcome to week 5 of the high school football season. I'm Eric Fry and I will be joined by Lane Blickham and Todd Stapleton here on the Cromwell Radio pregame show. While we are now at the halfway point of the season and some teams are in great positions for a playoff push, while others have some work to do. So let's not waste any time at looking at some of the games from our listening area. And first, let's go to Todd Stapleton with a look at the South Central Conference.
Take a look at the South Central Conference for week number 5 of the high school football season. The Vandals will be at home. It will be homecoming tonight at Mark Greer Field. The Vandals coming off their 16-14 rain-soaked muddy win over Roxana last week. They will host Litchfield. Litchfield will come in 0-4 on the season. Vandals 3-1, Litchfield 0-4. We'll have the broadcast for you on 107.1 FM, WKRV, and available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com. Due to homecoming, the game is moved up and will get started at 6:30. That'll be the third straight week that the Vandals have started earlier, two because of weather and one this week because of homecoming. Other games in the South Central Conference, Carlinville coming off their first loss of the year to Pena on Saturday. They will be at home taking on Staunton tonight. Carlinville 3-1 on the season. Staunton is 1-3. Hillsboro is 4-0 after their win over Greenville on Saturday afternoon. Hillsboro on the road at Gillespie. Gillespie is 1-3 on the season. Piesaw Southwestern now 2-2 on the year, coming off their win over Gillespie. They will be at 4-0. Pena. Pena with a come from behind win on Saturday to beat Carlinville and remain undefeated. They will host Southwestern coming up tonight. Roxana coming off their tough luck loss to the Vandals 16-14 at Roxana this past Friday night. Roxana is at Greenville. The Comets are now 2-2 on the season, coming off their loss to Hillsboro. So the Vandals 3-1 on the year will host Litchfield, who's 0-4. Carlinville 3-1 will be at 1-3. Staunton 4-0. Hillsboro at 1-3. Gillespie. Piesaw Southwestern 2-2 on the season will be at 4-0. Pena and 0-4. Roxana will be at 2-2. Greenville. That's a look at the South Central Conference. I'm Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Todd. Now let's take a look at the Effingham area. We will start with the Hearts, who sit at 2-2 on the season after a big win against Charleston to open conference play. Effingham used the rushing attack to get the 27-7 win against Charleston last week. Hill had another big game for the Hearts as he rushed for 241 yards on 33 attempts and 3 touchdowns. Effingham now travels to Salem to face the Wildcats, who are 1-3 on the season. Salem is coming off a tough loss against Taylorville, 36-14. Effingham against Salem can be heard on 105.5 and 100.5 Jack FM at 7 p.m. Another team that looks to stay hot is the Cumberland Pirates, as they are coming off their first win of the season last week against Martinsville, 52-6. Cumberland only made 2 passing attempts the whole game, but used the rushing attack and their defense to get the big win against Martinsville. Cumberland will now head out onto the road for the first time this season, as the Pirates will head to Palestine. Cumberland has not ruled out the return of Brody Donsbach, as he practiced on Tuesday. Donsbach is questionable and will be a game-time decision. Palestine is 0-4 on the season after a loss last week to Oblong 40-12. Cumberland against Palestine can be heard on 96.3 and 99.5 WCRA starting at 7 p.m. Now let's look at the northern part of our listing area, and for that, we go to Lane Blickham.
Thank you very much, Eric. We will start with Mattoon and Charleston, what's become known as the Coles County Clash, and one of the more fun lead-ups to a rivalry game in our area. It is a big party coming up at Eastern Illinois University tonight as these two square off in a big game not only for rivalry purposes and bragging rights, but also for the overall season. Each team dropped its conference opener last week. Mattoon is 1-3. Charleston is 2-2. Green Wave head coach Troy Johnson says he's not worried about the slow start his team is off to because they know how to bounce back.
We've been in this situation before. You know, as long as we don't jump ship, I mean, we're still looking at possibly being 6-3. You know, I mean, we've been 0-3 start the season before and come back and done okay. You know, we just got to continue to get better because there's good football teams that we have to face. I mean, we can't have any letdowns. We're going to get everybody's A game. Everybody wants to beat Mattoon. Everybody's going to be ready for us. You know, and sitting there waiting at the end is Taylorville. We got to have all cylinders firing come that time. And I still think we're a pretty good football team.
That's Mattoon football coach Troy Johnson. Meanwhile, Charleston, after a 2-0 start, has dropped its last two, so they are 2-2 on the season. The Mattoon-Charleston game, the Coles County Clash, is double covered on 101.3 WMCI for the Mattoon broadcast and on Victory 103.9 for the Charleston broadcast. Each game available online at myradiolink.com. The Tri-County Titans, meanwhile, try to get in the win column for the first time this season. They carry an 0-4 record into tonight's homecoming game against the Oblong Panthers. Oblong is 2-2, and they won their conference opener last week. Here's Titans coach Casey Pennell talking about what it might take for his team to knock off Oblong tonight.
Two things. Number one, we're still not where we want to be tackling the football. We got to get better at tackling. Got to get better there. I thought we've done a good job of hitting guys at or around the line of scrimmage. We just haven't been able to finish. So, A, we got to tackle the football better. And, B, we got to find a way to run the football. Running the football is just kind of falling off the map the last couple of weeks, and we haven't been able to do it. We got to find a way to get our offensive line going and get some positive yards on first and second down running the football for our offense to work. So those have been the two big emphases this week is tackle the ball better and let's get the ground game going.
2-2 Oblong at 0-4 Tri-County on Classic Rock, 92 on the Axe and MyRadioLink.com. Shifting over to the LOVC Northwest Division for games tonight, 2-2 Arcola is at 1-3 Cerro Gordo Bement. 2-2 Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond will travel to 4-0 Argena Oriana. And a really good matchup tonight between 4-0 Sangamon Valley and 4-0 Decatur Lutheran. That's a look at the northern area of games. I'm Lane Blickham for the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show.
Thanks, Lane. Now let's look at some of the other games in the area. We'll start with the Central Illinois Conference as 4-0 Tuscola heads to 2-2 Moquegua. 0-4 Macon hosts 2-2 Sullivan-Okaw Valley. 2-2 Shelbyville travels to 3-1 Warrensburg, and 2-2 Clinton host 4-0 Decatur Lutheran. In Little Illini Conference action, it will be 2-2 Red Hill traveling to 2-2 Tolono. 1-3 Casey hosts 1-3 Lawrenceville. 3-1 Flora heads to 2-2 Olney. 4-0 Marshall will host 1-3 Paris, and 4-0 Newton head to 1-3 Robinson. In Little Okaw Valley action, it's 1-3 Villa Grove against 1-3 Martinsville. 4-0 Argenta hosts 2-2 Arthur Lovington. 2-2 Arcola travels to 1-3 Cerro Gordo. And 4-0 Sagamon Valley heads to 4-0 Decatur Lutheran, which should be a great game. And finally, in other Apollo Conference action, it's 4-0 Taylorville traveling to 3-1 Mount Zion, and which should be a great game. Well, that'll do it for this week on the pregame show. For Todd Stapleton and Lane Blickham, I am Eric Fry saying thanks for listening and enjoy all the great football action this week.